Okay, so as mentioned, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah deraisa, an absolute positive chiv to go ahead and verbalize one shuvah. It's not enough to merely have the right, you know, heart in the right place. One has to go and speak it out clearly and verbalize it. And the question is, and Rambam goes so far as to say that if one didn't, it seems pretty evident from Rambam's question that if one did not actually speak it out, one has not fulfilled this mitzvah deraisa. And the question is, why not? I go ahead, I have remorse, my heart's in the right place, I feel like, you know, I'm committed to the future, and I look back with remorse in the past. I didn't say anything. What's the big deal? Why do I have to say something? And perhaps the understanding of this most simple level is something which is evident from Rambam himself. The Rambam concludes this part, first section of the halacha. He says, very interesting halacha. He says, he provides a text for vidui, which we'll get to in a moment. He provides a standard text, or at least a framework of a text for vidui. And then he says, whoever goes on and on, in vidui, harezim meshubach. Now, most mitzvahs, you don't find this. You know, even things you speak out. But when it comes to Pesach, kol chamira, we don't say, if you keep on going and going, it's better. You pick up lulav, you know, you get maybe more mitzvah, other things perhaps. But generally speaking, we don't say, kol marbeh meshubach. That's my knowledge. Off the top of my head, I can think of Pesach. That's about it. So when it comes to vidui, I have to speak it out. Why is it better if I keep on going and going? It's better. And the idea here is, if you should speak out on a most simple level, it's that it's true, I have a feeling, but feelings are fleeting, emotions are fleeting, and the fact that I have it for a second is here and it's gone. What happens is when the more one takes, puts it into action, obviously if you put it into action, it's the most concrete way to do it, but the first step one can do at any moment is to verbalize it. If you verbalize it, you're taking it from a thought into a real-world, tangible thing, you're speaking it out, and that makes it much more real, that makes it last, that makes it much more sincere. Obviously, the more you do that, the more you speak it out, and the more you speak out the details, that will help you, you know, the kaveid in fact is a real thing that you won't, you know, be harder at least to stray from it than go back into regress. So the chiv again is to go ahead and speak it out, and again, one is not to fulfill the obligation if one does not do so. Now, what does one have to speak out? The Rambam's text, he says, is, Kesed Mizvadeh, Oimer, On HaShem, Chatosi, Avisi, Pshati, Lufanecha, Vasisi, Kach, Vekach. He starts by saying, first of all, the introduction has to be On HaShem. I stand before Hashem with a recognition of standing, cognizance before Hashem. Why is that? Simply, it stands to reason that when sometimes people feel bad, there are moral codes in society. You can say, look, what I did was wrong because people look at me the wrong way. You have to understand the reason why it's wrong is because Hashem said to do this, and by doing so, you have to face the Kadosh Baruch Hu directly. It's the first thing you have to do. The next step you have to say is, Chatasi Avisi Peshati. I did an Avera, and he has different languages here of different levels. We'll get to that later at some point with Hashem. But Sisi Kach Vekach, one has to speak out specifically what Avera one did. You can't just say, you know, Hashem, I messed up, and go further. You know, you have to speak out exactly what you did and what was wrong about it. After doing so, you say, Nichamti Ubayishti B'mayis. I'm embarrassed on the, looking back, I'm embarrassed at what I did. I'm committed to making sure this doesn't happen again in the future. So you have Charata on the past, you have Kabbalah on the future, and you, by saying this, and you're speaking out, Pir Nachet, you're speaking out exactly what you did. All these three things, no one has to hear you, it's not for anyone to hear. It's something you have to speak out. So why do you have to speak out these components? Again, first of all, to make it grounded in fact, but also there's an element that the reason why I have to speak out the Aveira itself, because Zalavis speaks about this at length, and he says that it's impossible to have proper remorse until you fully understand what you did wrong. He says, Sisi Kach Vekach, you have to drive home, what did I do that was wrong? Why was it wrong? Crystallize it. What was wrong and how bad is it? Until you understand the full scope of what you did, you can't properly have charata. Just like somebody does something wrong to you, until you understand what he actually did, you understand that he can't, comes over and says, I'm sorry. Right? Sorry is no big deal. Until you understand exactly what it did to you and how bad it hurt you. The same type of idea, when we stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to understand how far it actually goes before we ask Mechila, prepare ourselves, speak it out and clarify, and obviously one has to know the halacha, one has to know the sincerity of the halacha, and in a certain sense, it's probably the hardest thing we have today because we look, you know, we tend to look at, we sort of, our emotions are sort of muted when it comes to looking at Shechar V'Einish. We know things are good, things are bad, and it doesn't make, you know, somebody really had an appreciation for what the Olam Haba is all about and what it does to himself. Every mitzvah and every Aveira would be much more serious what one would say. Now what happens if one doesn't do this? So what's interesting is, we come to Yom Kippur, we don't have any, in the entire davening we have Vidui, and it seems we fulfill the mitzvah of Vidui, but, you know, by course of davening. Nowhere in davening Yom Kippur do you find the Kabbalah Asid. You say, Yiratzen Shlech Doid, Yiratzen, the nice thing is a tefillah. You don't say I'm a Kabbal anywhere in the future, nowhere in davening Yom Kippur. You can add it yourself, it's a great thing to do, and you should do it if you can, but there's nowhere in davening. And even the other Lashonis, An Hashem, some depending which gears you daven with, which Nusuk, there are other things, this Lashon seems to be much more, a very bare Lashon. The Ramah says, Lashon Aval Anachnu Chatanu, that's the core of Vidui, and it seems to be the Iker alone. So I stand to reason that on Yom Kippur, when you go ahead and you're standing right before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the emotions of the day and the curve of the day, you're much closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it seems a much level, a lesser level of tshuva will suffice once you're already that close. During the year, the Rambam says this Lashon, it's a Mechalikus Nepaiskim, how much exactly one has to speak out, but ideally you want to certainly speak out these four things. Again, standing before Hashem, explaining what the Chait was, Charata on the past and Kabbalah in the future. If one does not do so, at the very least, one should speak out on some level, according to the Baiskim, at the very least, you speak out something that will be enough to fulfill the mitzvah.